Thank you. Danse Russe, composed by trumpeter John Korsrud, for the Vancouver-based Hard Rubber Orchestra's 1997 album, Cruel Yet Fair, here on Deep Threes. Kenan Azmeh found love on 139th Street in D, to begin our set in Elastic City. Bill Frisell met The Young Monk, along with the Intercontinentals in 2003 for Nonesuch. Ben Goldberg had lost touch, but he managed to send along 8 phrases for Jefferson Rubin. Ornette Coleman took a break from his 4-year self-imposed retirement to play a show at New York's Town Hall in December 1962. David Isenson on bass and Charles Moffett joined him and eventually became the Ornette Coleman Trio when they resumed their recording career. From the album released on ESP Disc, we heard Donut. And Dave Camwell gave us the third movement, an allegro, of Russell Peterson's Trio No. 1 for flute, alto saxophone, and piano from his 2013 album, Timescape. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I leave you for this hour with one. From Bobby Jones, Planets with Two Suns Have Black Trees. You can check out playlists and show archives on the web at www.deepthrees.com. Until next time, thanks for listening.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. A lilting, brightly whistled song erupts from a source hidden by the leaves of a tall alder tree. The song continues, but where the heck is the singer? At last, a bird appears atop the alder, still singing. It's a stocky orange bird with a black head, a large, thick bill, and bold white blazes on its black wings. You've just found a male black-headed grosbeak. Its song rings out from May well into summer, one of the most distinctive bird voices of the West and Southwest. The song has been described as that of a drunken or scat-singing robin. It does slur some of its notes, and the song does have a syncopated feel to it. Why not draw your own conclusion? Here's the lovely but more methodical song of the American robin. And now, the up-tempo performance of the black-headed grosbeak. Listen for the rollicking song of the black-headed grosbeak this summer, especially in streamside woods. Its singer could have come all the way from southern Mexico. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Brock